guys. Thanks for coming back here to the Follow the Puck podcast. And in this episode, we catch up with the On the Pond show and preview Minnesota high school hockey, give our thoughts on state tournaments and players to watch and whatnot. Had a lot of fun recording this one, so I hope you enjoy it. And as always, if you know of anybody else we should get on, send us a message on Twitter and we'll do our best to track them down.
What are your thoughts? Obviously, you're heavy into Section 8. What are your thoughts on the teams coming out of that section?
I think, you know, Section 8 is going to be extremely tough this year. I think a team who comes out of it honestly could win it all. I think it could be East Grand Forks. That's my opinion, who's going to win. You know, they got a couple guys committed to North Dakota. They got another kid who probably should be committed, who's a senior. I think East Grand Forks is the best team, but I mean, up in Warroad, you know, you got that Jason Shagabe kid who's now, I believe, going to be a sophomore, but they lose Slukinski. That whole section just plays each other so tough. I mean, you got Tim Berglund over in Thief River Falls, who's sharp as anyone on their bench, you know, and they always make something happen as well. But if I had to pick someone, I'd go East Grand Forks, and I'd say they're going to give Hermantown, Monomeda, whoever, they're going to give them a huge run for their money this year. Cathedral, whoever you want to name. I would honestly, if I had to pick a winner, and it's not because Section 8 biased, I would go East Grand Forks this year. I think they're going to win it all.
Well, we'll get a good taste of how good they are. I think they open the schedule with the top four teams in North Dakota, don't they?
You may be right. I guess I haven't dug deep enough into their schedule either. I just kind of know their players coming back. They're well coached. You know, Tyler Palmosino's been on their bench. He was there for the state championships, then took a few years off. Now this is maybe a second or third year back, and then they got a Rosa guy in Scott Oliver. He's their assistant coach. And, you know, they're well coached, and that's just an overall pretty good team. My opinion.
Yeah, so they do. They start out the schedule with four of the top teams out of North Dakota. So we'll have a real good idea right away where they're going to stack up and how they'll compare to the you know, the rest of the teams up that way.
Well, and I think too, you know, people who listen to your podcast or whatever, you can go, well, North Dakota teams, what's that even mean? And, you know, lots of times all of us are guilty of that at times. But look up teams like Red River, Grand Forks Central. You put Grand Forks, Red River, or Central on the right year in Minnesota, they would take down a lot of big double-A schools. So, you know, playing the top four North Dakota teams is still, it's a phenomenal test, and it's always tough every year.
Yeah, and you rattled off the teams that they're playing. It's Grand Forks Red River and Grand Forks Central right away. So,
oh yeah, I mean, those are games I'm not sure on either team, but every year those two teams are usually right there, if not better than most Minnesota teams. And those are, you know, even if you see East Grand Forks, it starts slow. Maybe they go 1-1, maybe even 0-2. I mean, I don't think there's time to panic just because those are legit hockey year in, year out, and it's a huge rivalry.
Yeah, I would say that's the trend, is people panic right away if a team does start slow. But regardless, it's just a fantastic thing to have hockey back. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's a huge thing to have hockey back. And you know, there's a lot of games going on today. You know, it's January 14th. They're finally rolling. A lot of games postponed as well. I was actually supposed to be reffing a good team, and actually a good single-A squad that's supposed to make some noise this year. I was supposed to be reffing Little Falls tonight. But unfortunately, they got postponed. And, yeah, it's just, like you mentioned, I'm excited for the kids. I'm excited just for the coaches and families to have a chance at it.
Yeah, I think Little Falls, I think they're going to come out of their section, in my opinion. So that's you're right, that is a good squad.
Yeah, and, you know, they got Tony Kuchar behind the bench. He's been there forever. I do think consistency matters at times, and I think Tony Kuchar's about as good as coach as anyone in the state. And his kid, I believe, is their senior goalie now, and he's been their goalie maybe since even for sure sophomore year. So the kids got a lot of experience, and I think they got a lot of good upperclassmen who are ready to take that next step and get down to the X.
Yeah, and with Cathedral reloading this year, it'll be maybe they won't run into quite a buzzsaw like they have in the past.
Yeah, and you know, you never know how they're going to reload over there. You know, they always have extremely talented teams. They're well coached as well. And I was just talking to someone about their program the other day. I'm more of a, you know, I love public schools and stuff like that. But I was just telling this guy the other day who doesn't watch a ton of hockey, I said, you know, private or public, whatever, but you got to respect Cathedral. You know, they've been pretty successful year in and year out. And like you said, I think they're a little younger. They lost some of their big dogs, but it's always interesting to see what they actually look like once the season starts.
Yeah, and Derek does a good job up there. There's no doubt about it. So it'll be fun to see what he can pull out of the kids this year.
Yeah, for sure. And jumping to a different team, but maybe my favorite guy to watch at the state tournament last year was the team who won, but was Mana Midai's goalie. I believe he was a sophomore last year. Man, that kid stood on his head at the tournament, and I would just assume that's going to transition into this year. That kid looks like a real talent, and I'm kind of excited to follow Mana Midai.
Yeah, Dardis is the real deal. I hope he sticks around after this season, but he's going to have opportunities to pursue a career after high school, so we'll see what he does.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just fun, like you said there, even if you want to talk like a couple double A guys, but you talk about sticking around. Jackson Holland came back to St. Thomas Academy. Jack Pert to Grand Rapids. I'm sure there's others throughout the state I'm missing, but it is just, it's awesome to see that dedication to high school hockey. And just to see, like, people who haven't been to the state tournament or who haven't experienced it, that's why those kids are back, you know, and I think that's what's so special about the Minnesota State, you know, high school league or the players. Like, it actually means a lot to them. So like you mentioned earlier, I'm fired up for these guys just to have another chance.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the state's leading goal scorer decided to come back for one last run at the state tourney in Brody Lamb down in Dodge County. So,
oh yeah, go for commit. Yeah. Actually, if I'm being honest, I had no idea who Brody Lamb was, just because I wasn't as in on Dodge County as most people. So that's on me. But I saw they had a goal for commit earlier this year, so I'm like, God, I gotta look this kid up on Elite Prospects. I'm like, wow, kid must be quite the player. Have you ever watched him play in person yet?
Yes, I have. I caught one of his games last season, and he's, you know, I was torn on him too, because they don't necessarily get the competition down south like they do up, you know, up in the metro or up north. But honestly, and even in the Elite League, he looked so good that he's a, you know, legit player.
I mean, that's just fun to hear, and you kind of see these guys come out of nowhere once in a while like him. So I hope Dodge County and him both can make a run. That'd kind of be fun to see that kid on a bigger stage potentially. You know, and it's hard just on your own, but I'm sure Dodge County's got other good guys skating with them. Otherwise, he wouldn't be putting up those numbers either, you know.
Yeah, they actually do have a pretty solid squad. That whole grade that he's part of is, and they've been good, you know, since they were young. So it's fun to see it translate through the levels and finally get them up on the varsity level and see it continue. That's so much fun to see.
Who's kind of the favorite in that section, you know?
Yeah, I would say, honestly, I think Dodge County's the favorite.
Okay.
Last year it was kind of an upset when they got beat out by Mankato. And, you know, Mankato East is going to be good as well. So, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, Mankato do it again. But I just think Dodge County learned their lesson last year when they were the heavy favorites going in. And to get beat and not go to state, that had to be an eye-opener for the boys, which long-term was probably good for them. But going through it wasn't so much fun, I would guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, that can't be fun going through that. I mean, a lot of guys do that each year, but maybe that'll just motivate them, you know. And this Brody Lamb kid coming back, he must truly believe in and the boys doing the squad to make a run. Otherwise, I mean, a guy wouldn't come back just to be okay, you know. So it's going to be fun to follow that Dodge County team.
Yes, it will. And another game I'm keeping an eye on tonight is Class A versus Double A in Duluth Denfeld versus Duluth East. That I'm intrigued to see because Denfeld's going to be good this year. I don't know that they'll get past Hermantown in the playoffs, but they've got a legit shot to give them a run. So we'll see how they stack up right away against Double A school.
And I think that would be fun too. Like you said, keep your eye on that one. And speaking of, you know, Denfeld playing down a class, but then playing a powerhouse like Duluth East. I think those intertown rivalries are pretty cool too. And you know, what's another cool thing about that? You know, Duluth East on them, like Mike Randolph's back on the bench again. I know there's some people. It's like any coach. Some people love and hate a guy, but I got a lot of respect for Mike Randolph. I think his coaching tenure is pretty unbelievable, and what they've done at Duluth East is second to none.
Yeah, he has a great track record. And one thing that was kind of neat up that way, we went up there a couple of years ago. I brought my kids up there, and they actually open up the arena there, the Duluth Heritage Arena, and just let the people come in and skate. Don't charge them anything. They just... open skate, they call it, in the indoor arena. That was actually, we brought the boys there to skate, and that was a lot of fun. So I can see why they're, you know, why the kids buy in right away when they're involved and getting them on the ice. And
we gotta get you and your kids up to Roseau. We got a rink that's open 24/7, skate for free, nonstop. You could go skate at 3 a.m. if you wanted. It'd be a little weird, but you could do it. But it's same type of deal, and you know, that's like you're just mentioning with Duluth East. I think that's why you see so many good players come out of both towns. You know, it's just all the opportunities to skate, whether it be open skating or open hockey. The only way to get better, you know, is more repetitions, and that's what both those towns allow the opportunity for.
Yeah, and that's something I've never experienced, being closer to the metro area. All the arenas are locked up for the most part, unless, you know, if they're not reserved, you can't get in, you can't go skate unless you reserve and pay their fee. And that's fun to see these communities then open up the arenas and get the kids in to skate.
Yeah, especially, you know, it's kind of cool now too, with just everything these kids have been through. So I know arenas got to pay arenas workers, you know, and they got to afford to keep their places open, but you kind of hope throughout the whole state that just during this pandemic that whether it be fees or prices, you know, hopefully everybody will work with people, just because, you know, these kids and families have been through so much with this pandemic. I just hope kids are able to get on the ice as much as possible right now.
Yeah, it's try to bring a little bit of normalcy back to their chaotic lives. So what are your thoughts on the Roseau squad this year? They should be pretty good too.
Yeah, actually, you know, anybody who's ever listened to our podcast, you always do a great job supporting us by retweeting it. But on the Pond Show, people know I love the Rams. So you can call it bias, you can call it whatever you want, but I think Roseau's got a legit squad this year, and I think this is the first year in a while up in Ram territory, probably since 2014, that if I was a betting man, I'd bet they're going to be at the X. So I would. They got a good defenseman in Thor Bufflin. You know, they got Max Strand up there. They got Kellen Murphy. They got Andrew Tuttle returning in the net, who had a big junior year. I think the Rams are a team that could be legit, and I think they get down to the X. I think they could stay in it. I think they could win a game or two down there this year.
Yeah, we just do the rankings just for fun, of course, but they're a top 10 team in my rankings, so I think you're right. And last year I did pick them to go to the section final game. I picked them to beat St. Michael and go on to section final, and they obviously didn't get past Moorhead, but
yeah,
they should be primed for a repeat of that at least.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that for sure. And, you know, just speaking on Section 8 AA, you know, SDMA can always battle, Brainerd, you know, they battle. But everyone kind of thinks Moorhead Roseau, it's just kind of been what it is. But, you know, we just had John Ammerman on our podcast and talking to a lot of Moorhead people. they say they think a year or two from now, this team they got right now could be real good. They're just pretty young. But, you know, you can never count out the Spuds either, because they're one of those programs that does what every program wants to do. They just get better as the season goes, you know. So they may look like something early on, but come the end of the year, the Spuds, I would pencil them in playing in the big game again, you know.
And that's what tradition will do for a program, because year after year they're consistent with what they do and they just crank out good, you know, good hockey.
Yeah, they, you know, they crank out good hockey players, and then they, you know, they got good people helping coach their teams, and, you know, and John Ammerman at the helm does a great job. I've officiated many games of his. I've also, you know, talked to him many different times, had him on the podcast. I think that guy's as good as it gets throughout the state. So they got quite the program there over in Moorhead. And, you know, I think the state championship is coming. I don't think it's this year, but they're going to get one here soon.
Yeah, that would be fun to see them pull it off for sure.
It's always fun, too, like us northern guys, you know. Anybody who knows the North, like, it's the North against the Metro, so.
Yes.
If you're listening to this right now and you're from the Metro, okay, you should already know that. And if we do win a big game down at the tourney, maybe just feel okay for us, because it's tough for the Section 8 down there lately.
Well, case in point, getting back to Class A, a couple years ago when Greenway was down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that arena was, every time they score, that arena was erupting, clearly pulling for them.
Yeah, what a special tourney that was for them. I was down there as well. I actually, one of my buddies, I was in college at the time, he was a Greenway, you know, alumni, so he played for them. So we drove down. And, man, that's what's fun, I think, about Northern hockey at times. And maybe you just don't think about it about the cities, because everybody's kind of from the same area. But when Greenway was there, or Roseau's there, or Grand Rapids is there, you know, like, it's literally like their whole town is down there watching them.
Yeah, it's makes a whole weekend out of it for that whole community. And well, and that's what all makes the state tourney in Minnesota hockey so unique. Where else in America does this happen?
Yeah, good point. I mean, you don't see it, and maybe the one we always compare it to is maybe Texas football, but still at the same time, I don't know. We can be biased towards hockey. I don't think there's anything like the packed XL Energy Center with, you know, a bunch of 16 to 18-year-old kids playing for everything they ever dreamed of with their best friends.
And hopefully we're back to that this season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's fair just to assume we're not going to be. We almost got to get over that hump that we're not all going to be at the X. But, you know, it sounds like there's still going to be a state tournament. So selfishly, as fans, I'm bummed that we won't be there, but I am fired up for the kids, you know, and it'll be, at least, worst case, we'll be able to watch the tourney on TV, you know.
Yeah, that's probably the right approach to take.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, all of us, whether you're player, fan, or just regular human nowadays, like, it's been a pretty tough year for everyone, so I don't know. If you want to get your hopes up about going to the X for the tourney, go for it, but I'm just going to err on the safe side of that one and assume I won't be there.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you're right. At least they are planning on having it, and
yeah,
carry on.
Yeah, how about I was looking at your guys' rankings today on Twitter or on your website, and Carl East. Okay, I never met Carl East. He follows on the pond, so sure, he's a good dude, but man, Carl East doesn't even have the Rams ranked top 20, and he also doesn't have Grand Rapids even ranked top 20.
I was wondering if anyone would call him out on that, but he takes a unique approach to his rankings, and he puts a lot of time and effort into it, and we'll see if he...
Man, unique might be the nice word. Like, I just don't know. I mean, like, I would love to just sit down maybe and, you know, have a cocktail with him and just hear his logic on it. And, you know, I'm all for different opinions on different rankings and stuff, but not to have either of them top 10, you know, especially with Rapids getting Jack Pert back and all that, like, or yeah. top 20, not even top 10, top 20. They're not even in it. And he had Moorhead in it. I don't know, man. I don't know. It seems kind of questionable.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess the teams can use that as motivation to prove him wrong.
Yeah, you know, yeah, maybe there's high school teams that are just pinning Carl East's rankings to their walls.
Might as well. Why not?
yeah. What else, you know, where you watching any games tonight, listening to any games? Are you getting your retweet button ready to go or what?
Yeah, I'm getting the Twitter thumbs ready. I forget how busy Twitter is on game days. Even so far today has been about all I can do to keep up. But I'm gonna tune into that Duluth East Duluth Denfeld game for sure, and see how that pans out. If that gets out of hand, I'll flip over, find something else. But for sure, that one I want to take in. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
We should actually do this more, but I should get going. I got to pick my daughter up from school and. Get home and log into the Minnesota Hockey TV so I can watch the game tonight. So, but yeah, let's definitely connect and do it again once we have games to talk about and all that good stuff. So, all right, will do. Thanks, man. Have a great night.